Time now for the Green Country Gardener with Larry Glass. The Green Country Gardener is brought to you by Green Thumb Nursery, Jensen Tractor Ranch, Peter's True Value, United Rentals, Overlees Woods Lumber Company, ABS Performance, LPL Painting Company, also Gross Fine Woodworks. Sharpen your shovels. It's time for the Green Country Gardener.
And it's time for the Green Country Gardener on this Saturday morning. Again, hopefully things are going well for you. If you have any questions for Larry Glass, the man with the emerald thumb, the numbers to call are 918-336-1400 or the toll-free number 1-800-749-5936. Again, that's 918-336-1400 or 1-800-749-5936. And, of course, we have a drawing going on today on the show as well.
What do you got, Larry?
We have two Titan Thermal HP mugs
from
ASAP.
Yep.
Lucille's Roadhouse, from 66.
And what do you get if they win one of these? What can they do with them?
You get free refills for the entire summer.
Till the end of the year.
End of the year? Oh, really?
Yeah.
Cool.
Till December 31st.
Can't beat that.
And you can have coffee, tea, soft drinks, cappuccinos. Whatever you go in there and you want to get, and you just walk, just fill her up and say, see ya.
Wave it up in the air and say, bye bye, guys.
That's it. So, like last week, or no, 2 weeks ago, last week we were at the farm show.
Yeah.
And now, and 2 weeks ago when you gave them away, you had about 15 calls, didn't
you? You bet.
So, anyway, you call in, have a question for Larry.
Two lucky winners. I'll write your name down.
Larry's going to
write your name down when you call and get you into the lottery wheel, and we'll spin the wheel to win.
That's it. We're going to spin the wheel for the lottery wheel, and Larry's going to draw your name.
Golly,
spin your wheel.
Lots going on in the garden right now.
I mowed my Bermuda grass down. I mowed it down.
I started that last Sunday.
Sunday's when I did it.
And as soon as I got out there, the
wind went to blowing.
Like 300 miles an hour.
I know it.
It was crazy.
But I got mine done.
I had to stop. I didn't want to get a fire going.
I had a lot of clippings. Yeah, I put it on my garden. I just threw them on my garden.
So anyway, it's time to do that also. When it clears up, I don't think it's going to clear up at all this week.
Thursday, it's supposed to be like an 80% chance of rain, and then Friday looks like it's supposed to be like clear.
I think
Tuesday day, there's supposed to be a little bit of some rain, but like every day next
it's
week,
just it's rain, supposed rain, to
be
rain, rain.
Yeah. So this week, old Noah's Ark will be bubbling down Frank Phillips Boulevard, huh?
Yep. So has the virus affected your work or anything, Larry?
Not really.
No, you just keep digging, don't you?
I work out. I was covered in mud yesterday, and a customer came in the nursery, and she wiped the mud off my face. I didn't know I had any mud on my face.
Yep.
Absolutely covered in finishing up a sprinkler system we did.
There you go.
Getting it all wrapped up, tuned up, and ready to go.
So they don't need to stop working in the yards or anything?
Oh, not at all, no.
No.
It's very healthy to be outside and so on. And I've been digging out in the dirt for the last, 50 years.
You're in pretty good shape.
So, yeah.
So, yeah.
Anyway, time for cutting back those trees and shrubs if you haven't done it already. Still time to do that. The crepe myrtles especially. A lot of questions this week on how do I trim back my crepe myrtles. And I kind of showed them how. There are two ways to trim them. You can cut them back and let a bush out, or you can trim them up like little trees. Either way, it looks very nicely. However, if you do cut them off the top, and a lot of people do it kind of on a ritual basis, just straight across, Kevin.
Yeah. You use your hedge trimmers.
You want to stagger your heights to get more vertical association of flowers.
Right.
So don't cut them all the same height. Cut them a little bit, some of them a little bit lower, some a little bit higher. And that way you'll have more vertical transition of blooms and things on your crepe myrtles.
Awesome.
So it's time to do that. Ornamental grasses, the pampas grass, the maiden grass.
I did that a long time ago.
I use Sawzall for that. Works real well.
I use my hedge trimmers.
Get one of my guys to grab the top and just
Just boom, boom, boom.
Sounds all, yeah. Works real well.
Right over the top.
Time also to apply crabgrass control.
Okay.
This week with the rain, if it doesn't rain too hard, it would be a good time to get that in, get it integrated into the soil.
Integrated.
I had plans to do that this weekend, but...
rain hit pretty unexpectedly.
Yeah, whatever, yeah. Whatever.
I'm not sure. Did you get the totals yet?
Totals.
Rain totals out at the airport?
Oh, no, I have not yet.
We need to get that. What'd you have, Larry?
I don't know. Oh. I looked at it this morning. I didn't pay any attention. I just saw that it rained. So, probably a quarter inch, I think it was. But that thunder was cool, too. I like that. Dog didn't like it, though. Anyway, also a good time to... Yeah, my dog is afraid of thunder. It's time to mulch those beds in anticipation of rain and weeds. Your summer weeds will be coming up, and there's one weed in particular that's very tenacious. It's called mulberry weed, and the best control for that one is a pre-emergent associated with a 2-inch, 3-inch layer of mulch. So you might want to consider getting that. We have free delivery on mulch, so give us a call. We'll bring it on out.
All right.
Fertilize that fescue grass now. A 16-8-8 or thereabouts fertilizer with some iron and zinc in it will help it do very well also. How much rain did we get?
I don't know. I'm finding that.
Okay. Anyway, also time to get soil ready for planting perennials and annuals. I did my ground prep for my tomatoes. This last week, got the compost put in there and some magnesium sulfate, a bit of gypsum in the soil for my tomatoes coming on this year, too. Yeah. Last year, I grew birdhouse gourds. This year, I'm growing tomatoes. I'm bound and determined to get some tomatoes to grow in my backyard. So anyway, that's kind of what's going on in the landscape. Right now, it's always time to install new trees and shrubs, and we sold a whole lot of trees this week to be put in the ground. So it's good time to do that also. Make sure to call the utility companies prior to doing your work, just so you don't cut off your internet for the week.
Yeah. What kind of trees are you selling over there, Larry, at the nursery?
Elms, oaks, maples, you name it. They're all going pretty good.
Larry, looks like at the airport, 1.39.
1.3 inches of rain?
1.4. Let's just call it an inch.
Well, it changes every minute, doesn't it?
Inch and 4/10. That's what the airport had.
Also, it's time to fix up the fence, tune up the lawnmower, and dethatch that Bermuda grass. I understand this week will not be a good week to do it.
And then south of town, just got a note here, 1.27.
So it's about an inch and a quarter, inch and a third. Right, that's pretty good.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
It's supposed to quit, I understand, about 11 o'clock.
But
for how long?
It rained hard.
Well, yeah,
like
yeah.
Garrett said, it's going to rain all week.
So,
anyway, thanks, Max, for
the
rainfall totals.
Okay, good. At the nursery, we have all kinds of new tropicals. Elephant ear bulbs came in. We got several different sizes, two different varieties of elephant ear bulbs.
Are they baby elephants or
yeah,
adult
elephants? Baby elephants.
Okay.
Elephant ear bulbs.
Yeah. Okay.
Not elephant ears.
So, if we get some phone calls, you know. Call in and
win a mug.
Win a mug.
Numbers again are 918-336-1400 or 1-800-749-5936. If you want to get in on this drawing, 918-336-1400 or 1-800-749-5936.
And it's these ASAP mugs that you can go to any of the six locations here in town.
They're
and
all,
fill
all
up.
The Phillips stations in town, aren't they, ASAP?
Uh-huh.
Pretty much, yeah.
Pretty much. So, most of them.
Most of them are, so... There's
definitely
that big one out
coffee.
West of town. That's ASAP, too, yeah. So,
I go in there and get my coffee in one.
Yeah.
Cool.
So.
Anyway, hardy perennials we got coming in. We got some new ones of those. New trees and shrubs. A truck from Oregon came in yesterday, so we got some pretty cool-looking weird stuff.
Pretty cool-looking weird stuff.
We had some dogwoods come in yesterday, too. Big, nice, bald burlap dogwood trees.
Oh, wow.
A lot of people's favorites. So those have come in also.
Larry, I do think we have a call.
Okay,
sorry
got
about
a
that.
Call.
We're probably going to... We actually have two calls. We'll take one right now. Good morning, caller. You're on the air. How can we help you?
Good morning. How are y'all doing?
Pretty
doing good.
Good.
So what's this drawing that you're wanting into?
So basically, if you call in with a question for Larry Glass about gardening or lawn care, you could get your name drawn into for this ASAP thermal mug from... ASAP, like we mentioned.
Thermal mug is
okay. I have this dwarf plum tree.
Oh yes.
And on the bark on it, I drove over the top of it when it was smaller by accident.
Oops.
And so it did some damage to the bark.
Right.
Well, it's still living fine. In fact, it's got lots of buds on it right now.
Good show.
But it's got sap running out in places on the bark. Yeah. Should I wrap it in something?
It sounds to me like you might have some borers on it. If the sap's running out and piling up in little globs on the side of the trunk.
Uh-huh.
And in specific areas. In other words, it's coming off of an opening or a small little area on the trunk. You probably have some borers going on there. So you'd want to use...
What can I do about that?
After it blooms, when it gets done blooming, you can use imidacloprid on it.
What did you say?
Imidacloprid or a Bertrand shrub insect control.
Okay.
And that's a systemic insecticide. Is it a fruit-bearing plum?
Well, it's a dwarf, and it's had flowers on, but it's never produced any.
So it's probably an ornamental plum. On some kind then. Yeah.
It's not been in the ground more. It's not been in the ground more than 5 years, maybe 5 years yet.
Yeah, you should have gotten a plum or two out of it by now. But anyway, if it's a fruit-bearing plum, then you want to use a product on the stem called Spinosad, S-P-I-N-O-S-A-D. That's an organic-type insecticide. I use it on my plum trees, and it's very effective against borers. And it's safe to use with fruit-bearing trees.
Okay, very good.
What was that first name, please?
John. J-O-H-N.
Okay, John, thank you for calling.
Thank you.
John's in the running for a Lucille Roadhouse all-you-can-drink mug here. Next caller?
Yes. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, caller. How can we help you this morning?
Good morning. I was wondering, ask Larry, what the best way to detach Bermuda is?
Well, yeah. Typically, there are two things that people do through their Bermuda grass. They either scalp it, which is basically setting your mower down really low and scalping it all the way down, and dethatch, which involves either a dethatch rake attachment to your lawnmower or a verticut mower to get down and really get down and dirty with it and get all that old thatch out. So you look inside your grass, and if you got a whole lot of thatch buildup on it, a scalping just simply doesn't get it all. You want to do what we call a dethatch, which is different than just a scalp.
Okay. All right. I'll look for that.
Yeah. So what you do is you just look into your soil. If you do scalp your yard, and some people scalp it before they dethatch, but if you do scalp it and you still see a lot of thatch build up on the soil, then you need to do a dethatch as well. Yeah, what happens if you don't dethatch over time? The soil level actually goes up, and you get these real high ridges up against the sidewalks or the street curbs, which I've got a problem like that at my house a little bit. But anyway, the soil level just builds up from the decomposing thatch. And it gets difficult to manage if the soil level is real high over time.
Okay. Thank you. Am I allowed one more question?
Go ahead.
I have a bowl or bowls. What is an effective way to get rid of that mole?
Moles and voles, they can be pretty tough to control. You might want to not do a unilateral approach to it. You probably want to use a repellent and perhaps a trap at the same time.
Okay.
Okay, and your first name is?
Scott.
Scott?
Yes.
Okay, thank you for calling. Okay. It must be raining where he is. The signal really started fading out.
Yeah, it did a little bit.
I had to kind of rush him through because he was getting ready to go poof.
If you would like to call into the program to try to get your name into this drawing for this thermal mug from ASAP General Stores, feel free to call us 918-336-1400 or 1-800-749-5936. All you got to do is ask Larry a question or two, and we will enter your name in for the drawing for one of these two thermal mugs from ASAP. I think we're going to take a quick break, Larry. We'll be right back.
All righty.
Brent Walker's in from United Rentals. And Brent, why would somebody want to rent as opposed to just going out buying a piece of gear?
Rentals works great just for the one-time use, two-time use type person versus laying out that kind of dollars for bigger and heavier equipment.
Weather around Oklahoma can cause power outages, and you've got generator for people.
We have generators from the small, we call them suitcase size, all the way up to large to run buildings, homes, businesses. So we can get you taken care of with generators.
United Rentals in Bartlesville, 3801 Southeast Nowata Road. Call to reserve your equipment rentals, 918-333-9580.
Did you know that Green Thumb Nursery and Greenhouses is home to Bartlesville's largest selection of quality plants? Newly arrived is their shipment of trees and shrubs. Get an edge on spring with herbs and perennials from Green Thumb. Sow your grass seeds now with fescue seed in stock and stop crabgrass in its tracks with pre-emergent at Green Thumb. That's Green Thumb Nursery and Greenhouses on Nowata Road. New hours open Monday through Saturday, 10 to 4, close Sundays.
Make your home stand out from the rest with a new look that Groves Fine Woodworks and Remodeling can give you. They're contractors that offer bathroom and kitchen remodeling, trim carpentry, custom cabinetry, and hardwood refinishers. Voted best custom cabinetry of 2018 and offering veteran, firefighter, and law enforcement discounts. That's Groves Fine Woodworks and Remodeling. Call today for your free estimate, 918-214-6348.
Listen to the radio driving in your car. Radio gets results.
I'm Shelley Goolsby with Jericho Tile and Carpet and Stone Outfitters. We think radio is a great way of advertising. If you want superb results, you should use radio too. Radio gets results.
Radio gets results.
Radio,
radio gets results. That's radio.
And welcome back to the program, Green Country Gardener, with me, Garrett Giles, and the man himself with the emerald thumb, Larry Glass. Larry, we're doing a little bit of a contest today, as we've kind of mentioned throughout the show this morning. We have two ASAP thermal mugs to give away. All you have to do to be entered into our drawing is to call in with a question for Larry Glass, and we will write your name down. Numbers are to call our 918-336-1400. Or 1-800-749-5936. Now, Larry, what can you tell me about hardy perennials at the nursery in the meantime?
Well, we have a new dianthus plants out right now, and helleborus is come to the surface also. Helleborus is an interesting perennial that really likes the part sun.
Yeah.
If you live in parts of town or you have a shady part of the house somewhere with good, loose, well-drained soil, then you can grow some helleborus, or Lenten rose is another word for it.
Right.
And they the newer varieties have flowers that are born above the plant as opposed to the old-fashioned ones, which are kind of below the leaves. You sort of had to get on your back and look over the side of it and see the flowers before the old ones, but these new ones have flowers you can actually see. So we got those too. We have a caller?
We do have one caller. Good morning, caller. How can we help you this morning?
I'd like to know how to get rid of a bare ground under a large tree this summer. I'd like to have grass there. We just bought this house 2 years ago, and great big oak tree in the yard, and there's no grass around that thing. I'd like to know how I can get some grass there this summer without buying sod.
Okay. Right now it's good. Well, not today, but this time of year is a good time to establish some fescue seed in there. But prior to doing that, you do have to have some light for your fescue grass to grow. So if the tree is really, really shady right there, then you might want to consider having the canopy pruned up a little bit, or allow more light into it, if you will.
I already did that. I trimmed it way up.
Okay, so
it's
got plenty of light.
Got some light in there.
Is there good soil in which the grass can grow at this point?
How do you prepare it for the fescue?
Well, you do want to add some organic materials such as peat moss or compost or something to the soil to get it off to a really good start. And then that's about all you have to do, really. It doesn't need much preparation beyond that. Be careful how you prepare your soil so you don't tear up the roots of the oak tree, of course. But just so long as the soil is, you can get a shovel in it fairly easily, in other words, then it should take okay, really.
Is there a particular kind of fescue grass that works best for around this area?
I like Five Star.
Five Star?
Five Star is a blend of different fescue grasses, and some of them, or at least most of them, at least will survive and take in the grass, or in that area, rather well.
All right.
Another thing is fertilization, too. Don't forget to fertilize it. And also, you really don't want to just scatter on the ground. You do want to rough up the soil if it's pretty good. Or if, after you've done the preparation, you want to get it good and rough so you have good seed-to-soil contact.
Just rough it up, sprinkle the seed on it, and fertilizer.
Uh-huh. And don't let it get dry.
Okay,
keep it wet. It's not going to be hard to do this week.
Yeah.
And,
okay.
And your first name? You. Your first name?
Bob.
Bob?
Yeah, B-O-B.
B-O-B, okay, very good. Thank you for calling.
You're welcome.
Yeah, fescue grass can be a bit of a challenge in the heat. One thing further, Bob, I want to tell you is when you water the fescue seed or sod or grass, either one of those three, let it get a little bit dry between waterings. Don't keep it constantly wet because you're inviting Phytophthora to come, a fungus problem to come in, especially when it gets hot. And keep it mowed fairly high, about 3 inches. We got a color?
Yeah, we got a couple here, but we're going to go ahead and take one right now. Looks like that one's person's still on the... Well, give us a second. I think they're on the line in there.
Okay.
Really quick, it's a solid red.
Okay, we were talking about the perennials we have in right now. The Lenten Rose, we have some, just all kinds of them, really.
Yeah.
Check it out. Some dianthus is showing some good show. The creeping phlox is starting to get up and ready.
Mm-hmm.
So just your spring-type perennials, we've got a good selection of those right now.
And these just came in?
Yeah, well, we grow them out back.
So okay.
We've had them since October. So.
Wow, that's quite a bit of time.
They're just ready to sell.
They need a home.
We started them way back when. They're just getting ready to put them to market. We sent a whole two truckloads of stuff out this week.
Oh, my goodness.
Down to Tulsa, yeah.
That's cool.
They exported a lot of perennials. So
we actually do have a call now, Larry, if you want to
go ahead and take that.
Good morning, caller. How can we help you?
Morning.
Good morning.
We've been trying to grow tomatoes in planters.
Uh-huh.
And just haven't been having much luck.
No.
We've been using the soil. It's, you know, got over at Lowe's, and just trying to figure out what's going on. If we need bigger containers or what?
Okay. First of all, you want to make sure, number one, your containers drain real well. And if you put a saucer underneath them, you put some gravel in that saucer and let it float above that saucer so it dries out real well. Secondarily, look at the soil in which they're planted. They don't like a heavy soil. Some of the potting soils tend to compress and get somewhat anaerobic, and it causes a loss of root system in your plants too because of the anaerobic conditions. So choose a real lightweight potting soil. You should be able to pick up a great big old bag of it very easily.
Okay, I guess probably a good thing to be look on it and see if that's tomatoes on it, huh?
I would say, yeah. But generally, okay, that'd be a good thing to do. And when you do water the tomatoes, let them dry out a little bit between watering.
Okay.
And give them some fertilizer occasionally.
Okay. Well, I haven't tried the gravel thing, and I think that'd be a good thing to do.
Yeah, that's the most important. The drainage
has
to be
good. We'll give that a try this year when we get started on it this spring.
Okie dokie. And your first name is?
Stan.
Okay, Stan. You do have a good sunny location for them too, right?
Yes, we do.
Good deal. Yeah. A good air drainage. Yeah. Wind goes through. Well, it's Oklahoma. The wind goes through everything. But so it sounds like you've got all the other outside criteria are pretty well established. You just need to look at what we're trying to figure out.
Just, it's out in the middle of the backyard, so we've got good sun.
Yeah. I've grown some gangbuster tomatoes in containers in the middle of my backyard.
Yeah.
And they've done great.
Well, we bought the containers and they've got the little green plates in the bottom of them, but I think a little bit of gravel would probably be a good thing to try too.
Yeah. Just
supplement that. Okay.
Okay.
Well, thank you very kindly.
All right. Thank you for calling.
Bet.
And again, you could call in and ask a question for Larry Glass, and of course, your questions will be marked down, and we'll get your name, and we can enter you into this drawing for an ASAP thermal mug. Really cool mugs. Got some really cool things on them as well. They're blue in color. It says Lucille's Roadhouse on it. That's from the new ASAP General Store over here on Highway 60 as you're heading towards Pawhuska out of Bartlesville. We have two of them today, so two people will get these mugs today, have their name drawn.
Well,
so,
yeah, they'll work in all the Phillips stations in town.
Right, so. Right. That's true. That's true. Larry, before we get to this next caller, I do want to let people know that Washington County Emergency Management has just sent out a release here really quick, sent out a text message, I should say, that Highway 60 between Bartlesville and Nowata and the county line is closed due to high water caused by both rain and construction. So if you're heading between Bartlesville and the Nowata County line, just know that Highway 60 is closed due to high water because of the rain and construction in the area. And again, we do have a caller on the line.
Okay.
A question for you, Larry.
Go ahead, put him on.
Go ahead and get him on.
How good morning. Hello.
Oh, sorry about that. Hello. Go ahead.
I'm referring back about a year ago.
Yes.
I saw a really neat plant over at Grand Lake, and it was I think I'm going to try to pronounce it. Hydrogenes.
Hydrangea, perhaps.
Yeah, they're big flowers, about as big as your fist.
Right.
Multiple colors.
Yes.
And they were all on a kind of a, yeah, they were about 10 feet wide and 5 feet tall, a huge flowering plant.
My goodness, yes.
Do they grow well in Washington County?
They,
and where do you get them?
They like, we have some at the nursery. Hydrangeas, okay. Hydrangeas like very well-drained soil. So that's probably what they have over there by the lake. It's kind of hilly over there, and the soil is pretty well drained. So that's an important criteria for that to happen, is to have good drainage and some protection from the hot midday sun.
Okay. Yeah, they were on the east side of the half.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. And if they're as big as a fist, I wouldn't want to meet you in a dark alley. That's a pretty big fist.
Boy, they're really pretty.
Yeah.
Pink, green, purple, blue.
Yeah. Now, the color on the hydrangeas varies depending on the soil pH. If you have an alkaline soil or slightly alkaline soil, it'll be pink. It'll turn blue in an acidic type soil.
They were beautiful. Of course, it was a beautiful home. Beautiful home. They had these plants.
It was
on the east side of the house.
It was a pretty good year for hydrangeas last year. It was relatively cool. It never got to 100 degrees, maybe 99.9 once or twice. But we had consistent rains last year, and that's what they really like, is good moisture and lots of organic material and good drainage.
Okay. Thank you very much,
And your first name is?
Paul.
Paul? Okay, Paul, thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Hydrangeas, yes, beautiful plants. They're very specific in their needs and their environment, too. So, however, there are some new ones that aren't necessarily blue or pink. They're white in color, and the leader in that group of new hydrangeas is called Bobo.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's an interesting name, Bobo.
Bobo. It has white flowers on it, and it's really quite showy for an extended period of time in the summer. Mm-hmm. And it's very easy to grow. The first year, it's going to look kind of scruffy, but in subsequent years, once it gets its roots established and all that, it will be a very nice plant.
And Larry, before we take a break, I just wanted to make sure, did we cover everything with the perennials?
Well, you never do. We have 400 varieties. So.
Oh, my goodness. So, oh, my goodness.
But we touched on it in general. So, yeah, we do have beginning to get a good selection of perennials and herbs as well. They're getting all done up, too, so.
Awesome.
So come by the nursery and check them out.
All right.
Bring your canoe, too.
yeah, apparently. With just, again, letting you know about that, what she was saying about bringing a canoe. Highway 60 between Bartlesville and the Nowata County, Washington County line is closed due to high water and construction in the area. So just be aware of that. Use an alternative route if at all possible.
Yeah, 1.41 inches of rain as of 8 o'clock.
Yeah, it's crazy how much rain we're getting overnight. But
yep.
We'll be right back with Larry Glass, the man with the emerald thumb, here on the Green Country Gardener program.
When you need the help of a good mechanic, ABS Performance is where you need to go. They can do everything from a simple oil change to a full-blown transmission and engine replacement. No job is too big or small, and having the right mechanic for general and complete automotive care is important. They'll keep your vehicle up to date on oil changes and routine maintenance. Seek the help of a good mechanic. Head to ABS Performance on Price Road next to the Washington Park Mall in Bartlesville. Phone number 918-333-4420.
Just yesterday,
suspending all travel from Europe.
K1. Today,
officially a
the
pandemic.
The one you trust.
What's happening right now?
Protect yourself and others.
Keeping you informed.
What comes next?
Local news. What's going on in my backyard?
All of us make tough choices. All of us have the same goal in mind. We want to keep our kids safe.
COVID-19 update.
Novel coronavirus.
People want to know.
My community.
Brought to you by Truity Credit Union on K1. The one you trust.
Shop these bargains of the month at Peter's True Value in Dewey. Peter's has 20-pound bags of wild bird food and 8-pound bags of Birders Blend bird food for $4.99 each. Get your lawn spring ready with Scott's Turf Builder Bonus Southern Weed and Feed, just $24.99 after a $2 instant rebate. And pick up Roundup ready-to-use vegetation killer, just $31.99 per 1.33 gallon after $4 instant rebate. Shop these bargains of the month at Peter's True Value, 1865 North Osage. Jane Dewey.
Did you know that Green Thumb Nursery and Greenhouses is home to Bartlesville's largest selection of quality plants? Newly arrived is their shipment of trees and shrubs. Get an edge on spring with herbs and perennials from Green Thumb. Sow your grass seeds now with fescue seed in stock and stop crabgrass in its tracks with pre-emergent at Green Thumb. That's Green Thumb Nursery and Greenhouses on Nowata Road. New hours open Monday through Saturday, 10 to 4, closed Sundays.
Coronavirus, roads closing because of high waters. Seems like the end of the world, but we still got the Green Country Gardener program with Larry Glass, the
man. We've got some great-looking flowering shrubs, red buds, and nice-looking geraniums.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty flowers. If you want some inspiration, come by the nursery and look at some flowers. Pretty things.
Yeah.
Beautiful. We've been growing them since November, and the geraniums are starting to get into heavy bloom. So thank goodness for the weather we had, a little bit of sunshine.
Yeah, warm weather, too.
Can't you guys do any better than that?
Yeah.
Jeez. It's too early to plant outside yet. We have a few pansies right now. Johnny come lately pansies, but they need to be planted in September. They're a tough, hardy plant, and they're all grown right here in Bartlesville, but the pansies really like the cool weather.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of why we don't try to emphasize their sale in the spring, because they just kind of wither away here into May or so.
Man.
They didn't give you much time, not much bang for your buck on those. But anyway, we still have some if you need some color. Get some crabgrass control while you're there. It's time. I know I got to do my yard, too.
Yeah.
Time for Roundup on the weeds. If your Bermuda grass is still dormant, my house is starting to wake up. So it's past time to use Roundup on the weeds, I would say, for the most part. So you'll get some damage on your Bermuda grass if you put Roundup on your weeds and your Bermuda grass right now. Your zoysia grass, too. So it's probably too late for that. You have to go with a broadleaf weed control, a Trimec or a 2,4-D type of broadleaf control to get the weeds under control at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Henbit, I wouldn't worry about it. It's too late. It's in bloom right now. That's what all that purple mass is in people's yards. It looks pretty in some places. Really, yeah. You go out, wow, beautiful. Look, a heath.
It's kind of spotty in places in my backyard, but you got to work on that a little bit.
But it's kind of showy, actually.
Yeah.
If they were to hybridize that and make something beautiful out of it, you couldn't get enough of it.
Yeah.
But it's considered an obnoxious weed.
Yeah, I can see that.
But it's not that bad. It dies out when it gets warm, so enjoy the pretty flowers.
Well, it lasts, yeah.
But anyway, if it bothers you, you can zing it with some pre-emergent in October.
Okay.
It'll keep it from coming up.
But okay.
Right now, it's a little too late for pre-emergent on any kind of weed that's up and running right now at this point.
When would be a good time for it?
For what?
Pre-emergent.
Well, for your summer weeds right now.
Okay.
Summer weeds like crabgrass. Yeah, it's other things like that. You want to put a pre-emergent down for that. And in the fall, we have a lot of problem with spring weeds here in town. And in the fall is when you do that. You put a prodiamine down about the middle of September.
Mm-hmm.
And that stops them from sprouting. Because actually they come up in the, they sprout in the fall. And they just kind of sit there all winter long just waiting. And then they get this impulse so the days get a little bit longer. And usually around daylight savings time is when they start to really, really grow.
Right.
So if we didn't have daylight savings time, we probably wouldn't have as many weeds.
Probably not, no.
So, okay.
We should get rid of it then, maybe. Yeah. Maybe get more sleep.
Yeah, for, weed. For weed control, yeah.
For weed control.
So anyway, in your beds right now, it's time to maybe consider putting some preen down on the beds because those spring weeds will be coming up real soon. So it's time to think about it. Usually mm-hmm. we don't have to worry about it until the end of this month, but still it's a good idea to get it ready. These pre-emergence last about 3 months. Then you have to reapply.
Right.
So there's March, April, and May. You want to go ahead and put it down again in May just to stop those summer weeds from coming down.
Okay.
So if you don't want to go the chemical route, use a lot of mulch on your beds. It does an awful lot to control weeds. A 2-inch layer of mulch doesn't a whole lot of real good on it. So
okay.
There's another way to do it. Corn gluten is another way you put that down. That corn stops gluten. The generation's germination process. So I consider that as well.
The generation.
So that's kind of what's going on in there out in the yard now at the nursery right now. So
what should we be doing in the landscape?
It's time to do some planting for that too. It's getting time to get some stuff in the ground. And we're working fast and furiously between storms. Too. Mm-hmm. It's raining cats and dogs right now. Look at that.
Yeah, it really is. I think it's supposed to be doing this for most of the day. As okay. we've already mentioned, we've had about like almost 1.5 inches. Is that correct, the rain?
Right. Yeah, 1 and 1.41. It's probably about 1.5 by now looking at it.
Yeah, pretty close.
So anyway, you need to look at your house. Does it really look like you really want it to? I'm on the outside. Landscaping is not that expensive. A proposition. It doesn't have to be. And you can change the way your house looks very easily. Mm-hmm. Give it some better curb appeal, something you can be proud to come home to.
Yeah.
And we have the design ability and the presentation ability to let you see what it'll look like, as well as professional people to install it, so to make sure everything's done right.
Now, how can people go about setting up a plan for a landscape with
just
you
guys? Just call, and we do that by appointment.
Okay.
When it's handy for you to come out. And I have I'm very punctual about being there on time. So we'll be there.
Good.
So just call our phone number. It's 333-4091. And say, I want Larry to come out and look at my yard. No cost or anything, no obligation, nothing. And you get a scale drawing of your property and your house and all that. And plus what kind of plants can be put in. To solve it, you know, make it look better. In other words, I was at a house yesterday. What a disaster. So I was working on their plan last night. So,
After you guys kind of write up these plans for people too, what's kind of the next step? You said there's no obligation, no payment that they have to make.
Yeah, you look at it and you say, well, I don't want to do that much. Then we can phase it out if you want to do a bit at a time. Get your big plants in first, maybe your bed prep done first. And then we can get the soil ready. Just plant them on your own, actually.
Right.
But I sort of like to do all the plants first before you put down your mulch, because the mulch gets kind of dirty looking if you have to push it aside and put a plant in or something. It kind of mess it up a little bit, but you just water it through, I guess. It'll be all right.
Right.
But just call and that's it. I mean, no obligation.
It's all she wrote.
Yeah.
And speaking of calling, we just want to reiterate that we have some
ASAP
mugs, thermal mugs here today for you. To call in about. If you call in with a question for Larry Glass, we will put your name in for a drawing for one of the two ASAP thermal mugs that we have here today. The numbers to call are 918-336-1400 or 1-800-749-5936. Again, we are drawing names for two thermal mugs. At least you get one of them, I should say, of the two thermal mugs from ASAP General Stores. It has Lucille's Roadhouse engraved on the side there. It's also got the Phillips 66 logo on it. And then on the back, it also has Dr. Pepper, Henderson Coffee, Kickback, all things kind of associated with the ASAP General Stores and Phillips 66. And of course, I think you could take it to any of the ASAP locations that we have here in Bartlesville and I think around the state, correct?
I imagine so, yeah. So you probably use it at any one of them.
Pretty nice thermal mugs that we got here.
It doesn't mention any restrictions on the cup. Mm-hmm. So I suspect you could probably use it in New Jersey. If they have them there, I don't know.
Well, there's no travel ban, maybe. But again, the number's to call if you have a question for Larry Glass and you want to get your name drawn in or put in the drawing for today, 918-336-1400 or 1-800-749-5936. Again, 918-336-1400 or 1-800-749-5936. Larry, I think we'll take a break. We'll be right back.
Very good.
It is time now for a look at your COVID-19 cancellations and postponements. The RVEST Friday Forum has been suspended until further notice. The K1 Cooking Extravaganza has been postponed until September 1st. All college basketball championships have been canceled. Thunder basketball season has been suspended. Rogers State University will extend spring break by 1 week, March 23rd through the 27th, for students only. Bartlesville Bruin Baseball has canceled travel to Florida for competition. Oklahoma Wesleyan University has canceled all sponsored spring break trips. Campus will not be closed, but all OKWU courses will be taught online starting on Monday, March 30th. The Washington County School Supply Drive, also known as Pack the Backpack, is canceled. Its Big Country Breakfast at the Bartlesville Elks Lodge until further notice. The RSU Bartlesville Scholarship Breakfast has been canceled. It was originally scheduled for March 27th. The Bartlesville Public Schools Foundation has canceled the Educator Hall of Fame Breakfast. The Delaware Tribe of Indians has postponed their Joint Tribal Council Trust Board meeting, the Town Hall meeting, and the Stomp Dance until a later date. OKM Music has postponed the Festival Prelude, Beethoven, and the Future of Music. The Washington County Retired Educators have canceled their upcoming brunch at Green Country Village. Rotary Club of Bartlesville has canceled its March 16th and March 23rd meetings, and all spring sports for Oklahoma Wesleyan University are suspended. For the latest on cancellations and postponement because of COVID-19, you can visit our website, bartlesvilleradio.com. Stay clean and stay safe. These cancellations and postponements are brought to you by Truity Credit Union. Welcome back. We're talking with Larry Glass, the man with the emerald thumb, this morning on the Green Country Gardener program. And, of course, we do have a couple calls on the line. We're going to go ahead and take the one that's been waiting a little bit longer. Good morning, caller. How can we help you?
Yes, good morning. I'm asking about Rose of Sharon that I would like to cut back, and they're very mature, like the trunks of them are 2 inches or so.
Wow. Okay. How far back?
And then they grow up quite a ways.
Yeah, they do have a habit of getting rather large over time.
Mm-hmm.
The Rose of Sharon is a very resilient plant. So if you do cut it back, it'll bush out. It'll be kind of brushy, if you will, when you do that. It won't have a main central trunk, but it'll be just a big brushy plant at that point.
Okay, I think that's what these probably were when I bought the house.
I see. So, yeah, go ahead and cut it back right now. The Rose of Sharon is a little late to come out. They like it hot. So they're probably not emerging at this point, but they're getting pretty close.
Okay, but I wouldn't be cutting a whole lot of the blooms off necessarily.
Yeah. No, you can cut it back really low if you want. The thing is, the Rose of Sharon is kind of a short-lived plant. So when you do cut the main trunk off, if you see any brown in the middle of the trunk and the wood in the middle of it, it's starting to get some stem anthracnose, so it's probably a good thing you're cutting it back. Cause, sometimes they have to be refreshed when that happens.
Okay. You mean like I can dig it out and find another one?
No, not necessarily. Just look at the trunk when you do cut it back, and if there's some dead wood in the middle of it, then it's kind of heading on back. Well, one that's that big around has been around for some time.
Yes, I have a feeling. Really know. Okay. Well, I will trim it back this year.
And your first name is?
Darlene.
Darlene.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling very much. Okay. Another caller?
Good morning, caller. How can we help you?
Good Yes, I use a melorganite on my fescue wand.
Yes.
Would that also work on my strawberry bed?
I think so, actually. It doesn't have too high a nitrogen. It does have some trace elements in there. That would help a lot.
Okay.
So, sure.
Well, I'll give that a try.
Yeah, melorganite is a good multi-purpose, all-purpose kind of fertilizer. So, they don't have any problems with heavy metals in it anymore. Somehow they alleviated that. But I think it'll be okay and be safe for strawberries.
Thank you.
And your first name?
Howard.
Howard? Okay, Howard, yes. Thank you for calling.
Larry, we actually do have one more caller that we can squeeze in before we take another break.
Very good.
Good morning. How can we help you?
Yes. I got my asparagus bed all cleaned off.
Yes.
Do I need to fertilize that?
Has it been bearing very well, pretty well?
It has been in the past.
Okay. Probably not a whole lot. Asparagus likes a fairly high pH. 7 point something or something, and fertilizer a lot of times will tend to lower that a little bit. So if you're going to use a fertilizer, use an organic type fertilizer, such as even the melorganite, and that'll help it along without really influencing the pH too much.
Okay, this is an old bed.
Yeah.
Probably close to 20 years ago I moved it.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't get a lot of them deep enough, but now these have all seemed to done okay. But if I move that again, when is the best time?
I like to do it about a month ago.
Okay. Well, it's been a little wet.
Yeah, I know. It's been hard to do much of anything. But it's getting
ready.
Okay, and I
was reading an OSU newsletter that you can prune your Rose of Sharon's.
Uh-huh.
Well, I never have because I thought I had read where you didn't.
Yeah, spring's the time to do that if you do need to cut them back.
Okay, these are old. I've been thinking about pulling them up and putting more new ones in.
Well, there's all kinds of new colors out there, too.
Okay, well, these are over 21 years old.
Yeah, that's pretty old.
Yeah, but they bloom, and the butterflies and the hummingbirds like them.
Oh, they're a lovely plant, yes, uh-huh. one of my favorites, actually. So, and your first name is?
Judy.
Okay, Judy, thank you for calling.
All right, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And when we come back here on the Green Country Gardener, we will draw some names and see who won the mugs.
Very good.
Shortly after Charles Lindbergh's transatlantic flight to Europe, the Dole Pineapple Company sponsored a race from San Francisco to Honolulu in 1927. Lindbergh refused to fly in it, noting he couldn't miss the continent of Europe, but he sure as heck could miss Hawaii. Frank Phillips saw the race as a great opportunity to advertise his new Phillips Aviation Fuel. Frank found his pilot, a Hollywood stunt pilot by the name of Arthur Goebbels, and named his plane the Woolerock in honor of the ranch. 8 planes took off from San Francisco on August 16, 1927, and only 2 planes finished the race. The flight took over 26 hours, and the winner was the Woolerock. Charles Lindbergh described it as the greatest event in air history. For the next year, that plane barnstormed the country, advertising Phillips fuel, and finally returned to Woolerock. Mr. Phillips instructed his staff to build a stone hangar for the airplane, which they did, and he stored the plane there. As he collected more and more art and artifacts, he stored a lot of it in that hangar until he finally had to enlarge it. Today, you know that airplane hangar is the first room of the museum as you walk out of the dome room. Next time you visit, remember what that room's initial purpose was back in 1928. That same airplane hangs proudly today in the museum at Woolerock, where magic still happens every day. Welcome home to Woolerock.
Get all the perks with the Planet Fitness Black Card for just $1 down. That means every time you thought,
I don't have the motivation to work out,
you could bring a friend, or
I really need a massage,
you could get one. And you could work out at any Planet Fitness worldwide.
Ooh, a Planet Fitness.
Just $1 down and $22.99 a month to get all the perks. Join in club or at planetfitness.com.
Backed by popular demand. Join now through March 15th for $1 plus your first month free.
Annual membership fee applies. Participating locations only. See club for details.
Turn it up. And welcome back to the Green Country Gardener Show. We're about to wrap things up here, and we actually have some winners for our drawing today.
Yes, we threw the names down the stairs, and those furthest ones to go were Bob and Judy.
Yeah, so Bob and Judy, if you just want to come by the studio at some point today or in the days to come, you could just drop by here at 1200 Frank Phillips Boulevard in downtown Bartlesville. We'll have your names on the thermal mugs, and just state your name, and we'll give you the mugs.
Very good.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll talk a little bit about tomatoes.
Okay.
It's time to start those tomatoes in the house.
Okay.
Hopefully by now you have your variety picked out, and then it's time to get started on them. And you don't need anything fancy to start them up with. I do mine in tin cans and pop bottles.
All right.
Works real well. And on a west window. Keep in mind they like it really, not necessarily really moist, but warm.
Mm-hmm.
You have to keep it as warm as possible for them when they get started. When they get established, they'll grow real quickly. And then you take them outside for a little while, bring them in and out depending on the weather, and get them used to the outdoor climate before you plant them. So while you're doing that, you need to get the ground ready. Use a lot of compost in the soil and some gypsum. And I like to use Epsom salts in the soil, too, when you plant your tomatoes.
Right.
It gives them some elemental magnesium they really do like.
Yeah, sounds good.
So come by the nursery, check out the new plants, check out the new fertilizers and stuff we got over there. I think you'll find everything you need to really grow what you need here in town. And the wind chimes are really nice.
Yeah.
Somebody opened the door. They all just went to clanging when that
Say, like, this morning at, like, 2 o'clock this morning, it was pretty windy. So, yeah, I heard
them in the backyard, too. Anyway, we have that, and they're tuned for that, too. So,
where can they find you, Larry?
4605 No Water Road, halfway between Madison and Washington.
And that number again?
South side of the road, 333-4091. You keep your shovel sharp, guy.
Thank you, Larry.
We'll see you next week.
Yes, we will see you next week with more of the Green Country Gardener program. And, of course, Bob and Judy, drop by our studios when you can to pick up your mugs.
For residential and commercial plumbing, call Mason's Plumbing, where serving you is their priority. This is KWON Bartlesville and 93.3 FM K227CQ Bartlesville.
Is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Peter King. Now it's on to the Senate after the House approved a sweeping coronavirus relief bill overnight to help Americans suffering both physically and financially. It includes provisions for paid sick leave, extra unemployment benefits, and free testing. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
We thought it would be important to show the American people, to assure the American people, that we are willing and able to work together to get a job done for them.
The Senate is expected to vote next week. Relief can't come fast enough to some. In Las Vegas, casinos and hotels have laid off hundreds of workers. KLAS-TV's Sasha Loftus.
A strip hotel employee describes the current climate he feels across Las Vegas.
Nobody has a job, no one can pay bills.
He's asked us to stay anonymous, but wants to share his frustration as he and countless others were abruptly laid off on Friday.
He told us because the demand at the hotels is so low, it's in single digits occupancy, they laid off the whole department.
So many St. Patrick's Day celebrations have been canceled, including the parade in Chicago, where some partiers are ignoring warnings to keep their celebrations small. WBBM-TV's Tara Molina.
I checked in with Chicago's Office of Business Affairs and Consumer Protection. They reached out to all businesses with recommendations to cancel large events. So, if more than 1,000 people are throwing back green beer at once, they say Chicago police can step in, enforce the guidelines, and shut it down.
Even with restrictions on large gatherings here, Americans can still go outside and enjoy the fresh air. For Italy, it's a much different story. CBS's Sabina Castelfranco.
There will be no more jogging, walking, and kicking the ball around in the parks in Italy from today. Too many people were venturing out of their homes and meeting up with others, and authorities say the only way to stop the spread of this virus is to limit movement and contacts. So people must stay in their homes and only leave them if they have valid motivation, which needs to be proven if stopped for a check.
In the Midwest and South, it's the height of tornado season, and residents of a West Texas RV park are digging out after being hit by a possible twister overnight. KOSA-TV reporter Jacob Brandenburg is in Orla, Texas.
Around Ground Zero, I watched the deputies pick up knives and even a handgun magazine among all the other shrapnel.
We found a little bit of everything. I mean, we found up the weapons and just big destruction.
All residents of the RV park were evacuated from the disaster area to spend the night in nearby cities.
We know of one injury so far. This is CBS News.
CBS News Radio is your home for breaking news. With our team of reporters around the country and the world, we give you the coverage you can trust.
Have you wanted to speak a new language, but you thought it'd be too hard or take too much time? Then go to Babbel.com, download the app, and try it for free. In just 15 minutes a day, you'll be on your way to speaking a new language in just a few weeks. And right now, you can try Babbel for free. Babbel starts out teaching you words and phrases by matching them with pictures. You won't believe how easy the interactive program is. Soon the sentences get a little bigger, and before you know it, you're having simulated conversations voiced by native speakers. And because Babbel is crafted by language experts and uses the spaced repetition method, in just 10 to 15 minutes a day, you'll be speaking the language of your choice with real confidence. With Babbel, you can speak a language. Just go to Babbel.com and start your first lesson in the language of your choice for free. Download the Babbel app or go to Babbel.com and try it for free. That's Babbel.com.
CBS's Bud Mishkin has the story of a medical rescue in one of the world's most remote locations.
An American on expedition in Antarctica has been taken by emergency medical evacuation to Christchurch, New Zealand, by an Australian government plane. A medical team of first responders was flown some 2,200 miles from the southern Australian state of Tasmania to a U.S. base in East Antarctica, where the wind chill was minus 22 Fahrenheit. Citing medical confidentiality, authorities in all three countries aren't disclosing much about the American, other than he's an expeditioner, and the Australian government says there were, quote, no public health concerns. Bud Mishkin, CBS News.
They say it never rains in Southern California, but this month, man, it pours. Los Angeles has set new records for rainfall in March, just over an inch on Thursday alone. It's been snowing heavily in the mountains near L.A., as much as 14 inches. I'm Peter King, CBS News.
Have you wanted to speak a new language, but you thought it'd be too hard or take too much time? Then go to Babbel.com, download the app, and try it for free. In just 15 minutes a day, you'll be on your way to speaking a new language in just a few weeks. And right now, you can try Babbel for free. Babbel starts out teaching you words and phrases by matching them with pictures. You won't believe how easy the interactive program is. Soon the sentences get a little bigger, and before you know it, you're having simulated conversations voiced by native speakers. And because Babbel is crafted by language experts and uses the spaced repetition method, in just 10 to 15 minutes a day, you'll be speaking the language of your choice with real confidence. With Babbel, you can speak a language. Just go to Babbel.com and start your first lesson in the language of your choice for free. Download the Babbel app or go to Babbel.com and try it for free. That's Babbel.com.
From News Talk K1AM 1400 and 93.3 FM, news and weather together.
From the Osage Casino Studios in Bartlesville, I'm Max Gross. Eat, play, and enjoy at Osage. It's time now for a news update. The Oklahoma Department of Transportation has closed U.S. Highway 60 east of Bartlesville due to water on the roadway near the construction site. Washington County Emergency Management Director Kerry Cox says heavy rains this morning have caused issues.
Because of the heavy rains that we've gotten and the high water, coupled with the construction that's going on out there, it caused water to back up on the roadway that usually wouldn't at this point. But because of that, they have had to shut Highway 60 down completely.
Cox says barricades are currently set up on the east side of town near the industrial park. Barricades are also set to limit rural travel in the area as well. Cox says crews are trying to limit the water, but for now the highway is completely closed between the east edge of Bartlesville and the county line.
They are working to try to clear up the blockage that's causing the water to back up, but we're going to continue to get heavy rains over the weekend, so I'm just not sure when they're going to be able to get that cleared up.
With more rain coming, there is no timetable as to when the road will reopen. We'll keep you updated on this situation right here and online at BartlesvilleRadio.com as well. And an oil field trailer and backhoe flipped on Highway 75 in Bartlesville yesterday afternoon. Sergeant Daniel Elkins with the Bartlesville Police Department said the driver was heading northbound on the highway and was in the inside lane when the front driver's side tire blew out. Elkins said all things considered, the driver did an excellent job controlling the vehicle. No one was injured. Crews worked in the outside southbound lane of 75. However, the BPD took both southbound lanes and diverted traffic around the accident. Traffic was redirected for an hour and a half. The accident was cleared by 5:30 on Friday afternoon. For traffic and coronavirus-related updates, you can visit our website, BartlesvilleRadio.com, to stay in the know with current situations. For news, I'm Max Gross.
Good morning. It's time for Consumer Calls on K1AM 1400 and FM 93.3. Brought to you by Pratt Pest of Bartlesville, American Heritage Bank, the Osage Region, Bartlesville, Pawhuska, Barnstall, and Peters True Value. If you have something you want to buy, sell, trade, or give away, call 918-336-1400 or 1-800-749-5936. Consumer Calls rules are very simple. We will not accept business advertising, license to running vehicles, real estate, guns and ammunition,